It's midnight. The creature, now known as the Wee Weaver, has always appeared at 2 a.m. But every time Mojo has tried to stay awake, the Wee Weaver has woven its spell, and Mojo fell into a heavy sleep. This time, he set up a camcorder, and he's nowhere to be seen. Hours pass. 2, to be exact. The clock strikes. The camera begins to record and then stops. In a tapestry, dancing among the children, one child slowly unwinds herself. Threads begin to untie and extend out into the room. The Wee Weaver has awakened. She weaves herself about the tripod. The camera wobbles, tilts, and smashes against the floor. She drifts, restless about, searching for something else to destroy. But everything else in the Scottish room came from the McQuigley Castle. And where is Mojo? He is in the adjoining room, hidden behind the drapes, watching. Finally, the Wee Weaver sits on the overstuffed leather chair. Is she bored? Is she planning revenge? Mojo waits. The clock begins to strike 3. The creature rises, floats to the tapestry, and slowly weaves herself back in among the threads.
Man, she is good.
Mojo steps from behind the drapes. He enters the study, sets down a satchel, and removes 3 small bottles. He opens each one, breathing in the pungent odors. Then pours 3 drops from each into his hand. He rubs his hands together and begins to massage his arms, his face, his neck. He even removes his shoes and socks and massages his feet. He is immersed in the pungent, earthy fragrance of these exotic herbs. Are these herbs also used in voodoo ceremonies? It's possible. Now he sits, cross-legged on a cushion on the floor. The fragrance is so powerful. If you could see him now, he'd appear to shimmer, as though you were seeing a mirage. And then, little by little, he begins to turn into shimmering threads until he disappears. Well, not quite. His body is still there. But the wisp that is Mojo slowly drifts to the wall where the tapestries hang. This smoky substance weaves into the threads, leaving behind an impression of Mojo in the tapestry. A little out of place in this medieval barbecue, a black man wearing a beret. It's like seeing Thelonious Monk frolicking among the peasants.
All I can see is greatness. Man, I hope death doesn't look like this. You'd think being inside a tapestry would be a little more colorful than this. Of course, I don't really know where I am.
And then he sees something. Something in the grayness. It's threads encircling round him like a lasso.
You don't want to do that. I came in here to make you an offer.
You are ignorant of our ways, Moorman.
Let me take Elise, and I'll get you home.
I need not the help of you.
Let her go. She's wasting away in here, and she's wasting away back there, too.
Leave what you can.
These tapestries you're living in, if I didn't pull them out of the fire, where would you be?
I care not.
Next time they try to burn these, I won't be around.
Nary will they try again.
You sure about that?
Their young one is with me now.
I see.
Be gone, Moorman.
I'll be gone. and I'll be back.
She's keeping a lease for insurance?
That's what she's doing.
I got an idea.
I could use one.
I'll get back to you.
Later that day, Sean McElroy arrives. Mojo finds him in Elise's room.
How's she doing?
She's stable.
Mojo, I want to ask your advice. Should we call a priest? An exorcist?
You don't want a priest throwing holy water on those tapestries. Mm-mm.
I want them out of this house.
I'll be sending them back to Scotland.
That's good, but not yet.
Why not?
Not while Elise is like this. I think that's mine. Hello?
I've been doing some digging.
Find any bones?
Just digits. I've been Googling.
Who did you Google?
The McQuiggly Tapestries.
It was originally a set of four, commissioned in 1720 by Lord Easterbrook.
What happened to the fourth one?
It was never completed. They were woven in France, a company owned by Pierre Ponchard, the Ponchard Looms.
They weren't woven in Scotland?
No. In fact, Lord Easterbrook was English and wealthy and not a nice guy. Anyway,
there were loads of tapissiers working on them. Of course, there's no record of their names, but there was one that was mentioned. She was referred to as the Moor.
She was Moroccan?
I don't know, but that's what they called her. Now,
when the third tapestry was finished and they were about to start the fourth, Easterbrook declared they were not true to the designs he had commissioned. He refused to make any more payments. He already had two of the tapestries in his possession, and the third one that he wouldn't pay for, he had stolen from the Ponchard.
And smuggled into England.
Mm.
There were all kinds of lawsuits bouncing back and forth, but Lord Easterbrook was filthy rich, and he bought the court. That's what some believed.
Hmm. What's the Moorish woman got to do with this?
Well, apparently, she went to Easterbrook's castle and offered to finish the third tapestry.
I thought you said it was finished.
Ponchard claimed it was.
But she convinced Easterbrook there was one last figure missing, and she could weave it in by hand.
Uh-oh.
She put in the finishing touches.
You mean the finishing touches? Man, I knew there was a witch in here somewhere.
You were right, Mojo.
I bet she wove some powerful herbs and spells in there.
The Wee Weaver isn't your everyday imp.
What happened to Easterbrook?
He died.
Hmm.
He wasted away.
Hmm.
Painfully.
Mm-hmm. She's a first-class demon. Whew.
She may have been African or of African descent. You are an African-American. I think that's why the Wee Weaver hasn't tried to hurt you.
Well, that gives me something to use. Never easy negotiating with a demon.
I think she finds you exotic.
Yeah. So exotic she may decide to keep me.
She may try to cut your silver thread.
Not my silver thread. Oh, man.
She may try to weave you into the tapestry.
She already tried that. When you talked to Miss McQuiggly,
you said she kind of liked that demon.
Except for the scar on her forehead. They got along fine.
I wonder what other souls the Wee Weaver has woven into that rug.
Maybe she's like a spider.
What?
She catches people in her thread and eats them.
What?
Just kidding.
Oh, man. I'm going in again.
Tonight?
That's right.
What will she do?
All I know is what I'm going to do.
Could you end up like Elise in a coma?
I think I know how to talk to her.
You know her language?
I know her roots.
And so once again, Mojo ventures back into the tapestry to bargain with the Wee Weaver.
I'm talking about your mammy.
What is that?
You know, the one who gave you birth.
Aye, so?
Well, she was from Africa. She was a Moor, dark like me. She wanted to get even with someone who had done her wrong.
I know who you speak.
I heard you fixed his little red wagon.
His wee red wagon?
You know about Tonglin?
Who that be?
It's a sort of Tibetan magic, but you gotta have a breath to do it. You don't breathe, do you?
Tell me this magic.
When something bothers you, gets under your skin, or maybe for you, gets in your threads, then you breathe in all those bad feelings, the darkness, the pain, the suffering, and you breathe out light, love, and compassion.
Why?
It makes you feel good.
What makes me feel good is revenge.
No, that gets you all stirred up. You breathe in that darkness and breathe out the light. Now that will make you feel good. Even if you don't breathe, you can still play like you're breathing. Try it next time.
Tell me more magic, Moorman.
Well, there was a time back when I was living in Morocco. I played piano at a bar called Casbah Kelly's. It was on a beach in Tangier. You know what I used to do?
What?
I could see things in my mind and project them onto the wall.
No.
Oh, yeah. I had a parrot, and it used to sit there and watch the wall like watching TV. If my parrot thought my projection was too fuzzy, it would turn its head around to me and say, "More bright, more bright." And if it thought my colors weren't right, it'd squawk, "More green, more green." Man, that parrot was picky.
The next day, Mojo phones little Frida to tell her the news.
Is Elise okay?
Oh, yeah. She's up and about, happy and perky.
Best I've ever seen her.
Are the tapestries on their way?
Shipped out this morning.
You did a great job, Mojo.
I know.
I was thinking we should become partners.
What? With me doing all the dirty work?
Yeah.
Think about it, Mojo.
Yeah, right. But what I'm thinking about is a vacation.
Scotland is a nice place.
Oh, man. Any place but there.
I'll see you around.
Mm-hmm.